This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
You're Peter Pan, you're no landing never. Have you ever felt this? Love so unselfish. Sing to you like Brenda. Love you just like Elvis. I can take you so high. I can be your shelter. He got you so blind. That's what they tell you. I will treat you so right. Go and meet your elders. Who can love you better? Who can love you better, baby?
Oh, darling, I wouldn't trade you for nothing. All the diamonds and gold don't mean nothing.
Don't mean nothing without you, girl.
I need you in every way. You say your love gets me paid.
All the money don't mean
so you can't ignore it. Meet me halfway, make a plan for you, boy.
Love it. And he's in studio, so chilled, listening to his own music on the radio. Telumusa, Samuel, yeah. Owen.
Yeah, bro.
AKA yeah. Tellerman. How are you doing? Welcome.
I'm good. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, no, very good, especially after listening to that. I've immediately got people tweeting, oh my gosh, I love that song.
Please
introduce DJ Killer Mo as well.
Yeah, I'm with DJ Killer Mo.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
He's my DJ, also my road manager. We're here because of him today.
Okay, yeah. Tell us more.
He dropped a song called Sanaluami 2.0. Mm-hmm. Sampled from Zola Sanaluami featuring Unati.
Yes.
Yeah, featuring myself. So yeah,
that's really
the reason why
dope.
We're here today.
You were saying, Killamo, that you walked 34,000 steps yesterday.
Yeah,
was that in your superstar capacity or in your road managerial capacity?
Both, two in one.
So you were performing yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
And I was stage managing Pola, which is a music festival that happened yesterday by DJ PH. And now we're here.
It's exciting that festivals are happening again.
We're outside again, finally.
Hey?
Yeah.
We're outside again.
Finally.
Because when did this song come out, Whipped?
2019.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a lockdown song, essentially. Because did you get to perform? Did you get to go out?
I did, actually. Fortunately, I did. we did a lot of shows here at home.
Yeah.
And we did a couple outside as well, which was amazing. So the lockdown didn't catch us during that run.
Right.
You know, but it caught us just after.
You know, what's interesting now is the rise of the TikToks making real impact in how artists are known, how songs are known. Has that been working for you as well, Telemann?
I'm not a social media kind of guy.
Okay.
So I haven't really tapped into that world yet. Maybe with the new material, I'll try some things. I don't know.
But if your influences include Ntate Kaifa Semenya, Music Soul Child, Miriam Makeba, are you a little bit of an old soul?
I think so. Like the music that I like listening to in my own time, you know, is that kind of music. So I guess my influences are mostly from that world, with a little bit of the new school as well.
Tell me about growing up and discovering that you love music.
I've always loved music, but I loved listening to it more than actually making it. I didn't even think I was going to be a musician, to be honest with you.
With that voice, though?
Yeah. I mean, my mom used to make me and my siblings sing at home and at church, but I hated it. Like, I hated it. I wanted to go play some soccer with my friends, you know, just be a child, man.
Yeah.
I guess that was kind of like prepping me for this, you know, because eventually I stumbled upon music and then I got really interested in it. And then here we are today.
I mean, God decided, right?
Yes. Yes, it did.
See what I did there? Of course, that was the arrival of your debut album, God Decides. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit of the process before getting to a debut album, right? Because you are obviously making material, you're deciding what you want your sound, your look, your vibe to be, and then the album drops. So tell us about that process.
I think it was just me trying to step away from what I was known for before, because I did a lot of features before then. So just working on God Decides, I was like, okay, let me just try and do what I like for a moment, you know? And it was a nice process. I did the production, maybe I did like 99% of the production.
On your Pentium computer? Or had you upgraded by then?
At that time, what was I using? It was a little higher than a Pentium.
Yeah,
just a little bit, yeah.
That's really dope. And Killamore, I mean, give us a little bit of your background. Coming into an industry like this with perhaps more of a business background in the business, was it always your view to drop music?
I think I always knew that at some point I'm going to drop music.
Yeah.
I just needed to figure out the type of music, because I, for example, I love R&B music, right? But then I'm a hip-hop DJ.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I'm going to confuse the people, because they're like, when we come to your shows, you're like...
Yeah.
But then when you release music, it's like soft and smooth and mellow. And I was worried for a little bit, like how that would translate. But it seems to be working out. People seem to be like more receptive to the R&B music. And now I'm like confused and stuck to like, do I stay here or do I diversify? But it's been an exciting journey.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I get to do it next to my brother.
Top 5 hip-hop artists.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. That you know you're just gonna make people crazy on the dance floor if you drop.
Nasty C, Blackie, Telemann.
Yes. And, I yes you.
And Telemann and Telemann and Telemann.
How do you guys know each other from like the very beginning?
So 7 years ago, I used to work with his previous manager.
Mm-hmm.
We used to work at Motherland, it was Get Off then, it's now Motherland. And we met there, and then fast forward sort of a year later after I left Motherland, he then started working with Tella and Nasty C and the rest of the collective, of which is Select Play and Iverson. And one day we bumped into each other at a club, I think it was Kantari, and they were performing. And he was like, look, man, Tella is now focusing on his project. He's now doing more solo stuff. We're building a team around him. Would you be interested? I was like, of course I would. Tella, man. At the time, he had just dropped Mayo. So it was like, of course I want this opportunity. And like literally a week later, I get a phone call. It's like 8 in the morning. I just woke up. I had gigs. And it's like, hey, bro, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm good. Like, yo, yeah, so it's Tella, man. I'm like, you go to my mom.
Scream.
Tella, man.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, man, Pierre spoke to me. I'd like you to join my team as my DJ and assist him with the road management stuff. And then 7 years later, we had an album made, working on another album.
That's amazing.
A few multiple plaques of songs sold. So, yeah.
Everyone has controversy when they talk about motherland or ghetto rap. What are your stories?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
I did not have any.
You didn't see anything. You didn't hear anything. You weren't offered anything. I'm just asking.
No, at the time that I was there, it was the change that you see now in them. So it was the beginning of sort of bringing in younger team, younger staff. All the older artists that were there were no longer with the label. So all the artists that you guys know all the drama about were no longer at the label at the time. It was sort of the new generation of motherland. So
that's interesting. New generation, but then R&B and hip-hop. And in a country where we're all doing an Amapiano dance at some point in our lives. And so here you are, you know, embracing this genre that you love so much, but always is a little bit of a, I don't know what the right word is. It's like a bubbling under genre, or it's a niche genre compared to what else is popping in South Africa. How has that experience been like for you? And also, is that even a valid point today? Because in Nkari, they're diehard R&B people, regardless of what other music is popping.
Yeah, I think it applies in SA because I don't know, we're a very cultural country, if I may put it.
Yes.
So it's like if you don't sing in your home language, you fall in the back. It's like you're trying to be something that you're not. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that is the case with music, because we do what we love, which we grew up on. Listen, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, it is bubbling under because there aren't a lot of R&B artists in the country yet that are playing at a professional level. I guess some people has to take the hit at some point, you know what I'm saying? Just like how hip-hop started, you know, it was Squatter Camp and this and that and that. It was a very small niche space to operate in. Yeah. So, but eventually, we have now we have Caspers, we have Nasty C's, we have Aries. You know, the genre grew bigger. Mm-hmm. So I think every genre has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So if I'm one of the guys that have to take the hit for it, it's cool, man. So that the other guys can do it bigger than we're doing it right now.
It does also feel that regardless of genre, Africa is where it's at.
Yeah. Yep.
The whole world's looking at African artists. I mean, the one that comes to mind, obviously, is Grammy Award-winning Tyler.
Shout out
to Tyler.
And it is also crossing genres, which is very, very exciting, right? So how do you capitalize on that? How do you get into those spaces, Tellerman?
I guess it's just to be around the right people who will kind of open those doors for you. It's crazy because we were talking about it the other day, and the guys that we work with, they also work with Tyler. Mm. They were like, this is the right time for everybody to sort of like go that direction, because the doors are starting to open, especially for like South African artists because of what Tyler's and Nasty C's are doing and stuff. Yes. Yeah.
So this is very exciting. Sana Loam. Mm-hmm. How did you select this to be the track that you wanted to do?
So Tyler was working on another project that he decided to shelve. And this song was sort of in that collective bunch. And we were also in the process of leaving our previous record label.
Okay.
So when we were doing that whole process with the label, I then remembered that, no, man, there's this song, and I really love this song. So I then contacted, so our publisher, he also used to work at our previous label. I then gave him a call, and I was like, yo, bro, what do you think about me releasing this song? He's like, look, you'd have to speak to the label. Called the label. I was like, hey, guys, the song. They were like, actually, we hadn't paid Motherland. See how things come full circle.
Talk to
we
me.
We hadn't paid Motherland for the sample yet. So if you're interested, you can have the song. You just have to deal with Motherland and Zola. I was like, oh, no problem.
Wait, I'm confused. So the publisher wasn't Motherland.
No. He's okay. Our publisher. He works with us.
And so they're saying that they hadn't paid for that sample.
So the record label
from back in the day.
No. Okay. For us to use it now. To clear it now.
Okay.
So they hadn't paid the fee yet. So the song was basically just in the air, essentially.
You'd already created the song.
Yeah, the song was created. We hadn't reached out to them.
Got it.
So when I did eventually decide to say, okay, cool, let's do it. He then reached out to Motherland. They said, cool. They gave us a fee. And then I then reached out to Zola on my side because I didn't want it to just be like a business transaction alone. And then you never sort of speak to the artist. So I reached out to Zola and I was like, hot man, can we? He was like, of course.
Yeah.
And I think I was one of the first artists to actually reach out to him to get his blessing.
What?
Yeah. There's a voice note and a video on my Instagram. We went to see him last week, Friday.
Yeah.
And he basically wanted us to do some charity stuff and buy school shoes. So I went out and bought a bunch of school shoes to donate.
That's so Zola.
Yeah, definitely. He was like, for you to use my song, my fee is for you to buy a bunch of school shoes that you're going to donate.
My heart. What is this feeling?
So, yeah, and then we did that. Saw him last week, gave us his blessing. And from that was actually the birth of an idea. We're starting a foundation called the Sanolam Foundation that's going to donate shoes to school kids. Where hopefully we'll be ready to launch in 2 months. But we got his blessing as well, and he's game to do that. And that literally just came from the song. Like,
I wonder if this is the right video with the voice note. I want to play the video with the voice note. But he doesn't curse, does he?
No, there's no curse. No, I mean, you know him.
Is it that first one on your Instagram?
It's my latest post.
Where he says, I want 10 pairs of shoes and a bottle. That's fine. Everyone wants a bottle.
The irony of that is, though, he doesn't even consume. That's just for his guys. That's how much he cares about the people around him. He was like,
so why did you contact him? If you're saying in terms of the business transaction, you don't really have to.
Yeah.
But what was it for you that was like, let me reach out to Hurtman?
Look, I think he's iconic in who he is and everything that he's done. And I grew up watching him. I grew up listening to him. My mom loves him. My mom would have hit me. She was going to come to my house with a belt and beat me if I didn't like reach out to him. And also it just felt right. There's certain things that I do out of feeling in my career and my businesses.
Yeah.
And the feeling, it just felt like something I needed to do.
Okay, so can we play it?
Sure.
All right, so the setup is that DJ Killamo and his new track, Sanolam, is based on this track from Zola 7 and Unati back in the day.
Yes.
And you reached out to him and said, Krupman, can we use the track? And this was the voice note that Zola sent to Killamo. We don't have it. Oh, I thought we had a thumbs up there. Okay, well, I set all of that up just so that they can go to your Instagram and listen to it there. You got it? We got it.
Oh, there we go.
Side. Well, first of all, I've never had an artist actually pay respect for sampling any of my songs. I've seen them out there, I've heard them on radio, I've seen their videos, and nobody ever came to me with that it's happening now. As long as people get their rights there, there's no respect whatsoever, pay respect. So it's quite amazing what somebody young is doing that. And the song is world class, my man. It's amazing. I think it's a song that can be released anywhere in the world. And so tell them, Uti, I back it up full 100%. It's absolutely amazing. I'm going to pump it in my car.
That is
shout
great.
Out to the OG, but
so you are blessed, amazing, brothers. Definitely. You are blessed. Tell us about who's on the song and then we're going to play it.
So the song is Tellerman, the amazing singer, songwriter, producer, an all-round good guy. And yeah, this is Sadlo Lab.
Fantastic. Listen, you guys are great.
Thank you so much.
Your energy is so fabulous when you came in, and people can feel it. Somebody says, hey, yo, Bobby, you deaf tapped in with those fellows in the stew. Kekupa translation.
It means that you definitely are sitting with the right people that came to the studio.
I deaf tapped in, yo!
Locked in
yes. In the stew. Tellerman, DJ Killer Moore, more and more blessings to you.
Thank you so much.
What a beautiful song. And make sure you follow them to see all of the work that's coming out. Great R&B music out of South Africa. Let's bump Sana Luan. We're also going to bump it in our cars.
You're my baby, you're the baddest man that is not a maybe. Even when you're mad, you be looking sexy. You got no competition, other girls for gazy. And they shady, you're the only one to really get me, yeah. Good loving for you, I got plenty, yeah. Take you down and make you tap out wrestling, yeah. I'll never switch up on my baby, yeah, yeah. Listen, shorty, don't let other people kill what we started. When you're doing good, you become a target. Jealousy and envy, they want us to party.
Babe, I don't understand why you're so mad. No, I'm not chasing girls, I ain't moving like that.
Around and do it while we're playing Ringo. Yeah, yeah. On some Sunday, let's turn dry some day. Yeah. I know I'm troublesome, shorty, but now I know ain't nobody else gonna hold me down, shorty. Now I eat that cookie like it's dinner time, shorty. Take my time, shorty. Making up for all the times I'm not around, shorty. Yeah, you solid gold, all the girls played it. Been a long flight, and I'm glad you waited. Got some fine wine, trying to get you faded. And get you naked.
Baby, I don't understand why you're so mad.
Guys, they said I deaf tapped in. I deaf tapped in with those fellas in the stew. I think I must pin this tweet. It's my favorite thing ever. Hey, yo, you deaf tapped in with those fellas in the stew. I feel very tapped in because they were so good. Such sweet, gentle, lovely individuals who are obviously very focused on their game. Make sure that you go and get God Decides and also all of the work that Killer Mo is busy with.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.